So we're waiting for a verse that says Jesus whirled and jumped around over the disciples. I'm patient. I got an audio going now.
This is the third time you've changed it.
Well, he said jumped and whirled or did something. I'm waiting.
You've already said whirled.
Nobody in the New Testament danced. David danced one time, but it was in front of the ark. It wasn't even a dance. It was a whirl. Jesus didn't whirl. You got a false savior. My sign needs two hands. But if you look at our testing while he's looking up for the scripture that doesn't exist, if you look up our testing at don'tperish.com, it shows why this is a goat farm.
Jesus says, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. That's one verse.
Rejoice in that day. What's the context? What's the context?
Hang on. I'm just
leap
the verse
for
saying.
Joy over what? Jesus didn't do it. He told them to do it. But what was the context of it? That's not dancing, okay?
You don't follow the teachings of Jesus.
That's not dancing. Go back to the gospel. Have any of you hearts been changed by the biblical truth to where you've lost your entire life, your pride, your vanity, your worldliness? Have you lost all of that for the cause of Christ? No. I see it. I see it. I see it. Men wearing earrings. The Bible says God hates the effeminate. Women shouldn't even wear earrings. It's adornment. It's adornment. We're just telling you the truth. You guys need to repent. He said Jesus danced. Jesus didn't dance. Jesus didn't dance. You guys are lying. You're not telling the truth. Repent. We love you. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Born brothers. We'll put a testing up. We want to warn people about you.